Welcome to Simply Jean Ann. I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, a recovering guilty mommy on a journey to becoming an empowered woman. Join me. Five steps down and only one to go. Hi, I'm Jean Ann Duckworth, or you can simply call me Jean Ann. We're talking about the Guilty Mommy Guide to Summer Survival. We're taking the stress out of summer this year and putting the joy back into it so that you can have a fabulous time, and when you're happy, everybody in your family is going to be happy. Well, maybe not all the time, but it does increase the chances, and it decreases the times that you suffer from cranky mommy syndrome, which is a big thing we want to avoid this summer. I've been using the word summer to help you remember. Let me recap. S is for sit down. First step always in anything is to plan. Work smarter, not harder. Step two, use what you have. Go through and inventory things before you rush out and buy new. Step three is me time. Find time this summer for you, doing things you want to enjoy. Step four is memories. Create memories with your family this summer so that they can look back with fondness on the time they spent with you during the warm summer months. Step five is entertain. Remember, entertaining doesn't have to be complicated or stressful when you use my three steps. And today, R is for relax. And we're going to use those three steps again. What are they? Keep it simple, sweetie. Ask for help and take care of yourself. As I said in the last episode, many, many years ago, when I first started talking about the relationship between stress and joy, how stress reduces your joy, and when your joy is reduced, it just makes you really tired, and worse off, it makes you really cranky. I developed these three rules, guidelines, whatever you want to call them, so that you use them to help you remember how to do this. And what was interesting is I found they applied to so many different things in my life and in life in general. Last episode, I talked about them as they applied to entertaining. Today, I want to tell you how you can use them just for the summer in general. Once school starts, you hit the ground running. And once school starts, we blink, and it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and then we're into the first of the year. Time goes so quickly. Summer is the time to relax, to renew yourself, recharge your batteries, slow things down so that you have the energy to go back into the school year. I see too many young families that are constantly rushing around trying to fill every waking moment during the summer. And they go back into the school year absolutely exhausted. And that just doesn't cut it. You want to slow things down in the summer and just have a chance to catch your breath. So number one, keep it simple. I know I've talked about making memories and going places and the different things you can do, but if you remember, the first thing I talked about when I talked about planning for summer is you want to plug into your calendar those things you really would like to do this summer, but it doesn't mean every single day has to be packed. Build in a lot of downtime over the summer. Quiet time. It also allows you to be able to take advantage of opportunities that come up at the last minute. Friends may call and say they're in town, or somebody may call and want your kids to go with them someplace special. You want to be able to enjoy those moments when they arise. If you pack every single moment with activity, then when these opportunities come up, you won't have the advantage of being able to make use of them. Plus the fact, it's hot. You don't need to be running around all the time. You don't need to be in the car burning up gas and out on the road and getting crabby because The kids are tired of being, oh, just don't do it to yourself. Keep it simple. Keep your schedule simple. Keep the activities to a certain minimum. It doesn't mean your kids can't enjoy the things they like to do, like sports, or Katie would continue with her ballet over the summer. You can continue doing those things, but you don't have to pack every minute of the summer with activity. Number two, ask for help. In order for you to be able to relax and enjoy yourself, you have to be able to get other things accomplished. Let me give you a perfect example. My sister and her family always liked to go camping, fishing, each weekend when her kids were growing up. They had their RV parked at this lake. They owned a site out there, and they kept their RV out there. And every weekend, every Friday evening, they got in the car, and they drove out to the lake, and they stayed there until Sunday afternoon. There was only one way this could happen, and is during the week, Monday through Thursday, everything had to be done around the house. Everything. The laundry had to be done, vacuuming, the beds changed, the garden had to be weeded. All of those things had to be done so that when Friday night came or Saturday morning, they were free to get in the car and drive out to the lake. Otherwise, they had to stay at home and do those things. Now, you might say, oh, yeah, that's great, but that wouldn't work with my family. My sister has 7 kids. If she could do it with 7 kids and get everything accomplished by everybody chipping in and doing their bit, then you can do it too. Everybody had something they had to do in order to get all of the work done around the house so they could all go camping and fishing over the weekend, and all the kids love doing it. So ask for help. Don't just expect it. Well, they should know. I'm really sorry. When Mr. D married me, he didn't suddenly develop the ability to read minds. He can tell when I'm cranky about something, and he'll ask what's bothering you. Nothing. Everything's fine. It's funny. With Mr. D, when I asked him, how did you like dinner? And he said, it's fine. From him, that's high praise. But he knows if he asks me about something and I say, it's fine, run. Something's wrong and we need to figure out what this is. Fine is not good when it comes from me. From him, it's as good as it gets. So you don't want to end up being cranky. And your family doesn't read minds. If you need help with something, you need to tell them. And finally, take care of yourself. That's why I talked about me time. You need to find time to take care of yourself. If your kids are always around, summertime's here, the kids are here, unless you send them to camp. And if you do, usually it's not everybody all at once. Things get staggered. You've got kids around, whether you work or a work outside the home mom, a work inside the home mom, or a stay-at-home mom, the kids are around a lot more, and sometimes you just need a break. You have to find time for me time. You have to find time when you can be alone, you can recharge your batteries, and then you can enjoy summer a whole lot more without the stress, without the crankiness, without the guilt. This is a guilty mommy guide to summer survival. But your goal is to not be guilty this summer and to go back into the school year with a lot of memories, being well rested and ready to face whatever the new year brings your way. You can have fun. I love summer. We have so much fun in the summer. And we really don't do anything all that special. Just summer activities that everybody can enjoy. That's all I have for this series. Join me for my other series. My goal is to help you eliminate your guilt. Because remember, it's not guilt. Stop calling it guilt. It's fear. But that's a topic for another day. Thanks for joining me, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for joining me. Be sure to subscribe to this channel so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Simply Jean Ann, wishing you a life filled with simple joy.